for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
To the AC All Access Show here at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. My name is Ian West. We are here at Frickers in Adrian. Cloudy outside, but it's bright with the light of televisions here at Frickers. You can watch all the sports, get some food, have some drinks, enjoy some company. We have an action-packed show for you this afternoon. We'll be talking cornhole. We'll be talking synchronized skating, men's basketball, and some women's soccer. We're going to get things underway with cornhole, the head coach of the program at Adrian College, Max Benedict, and a junior, Morgan Blond, with me. Coach, how are things going?
Things are going great. So,
So you mentioned right in the middle of the season, people that were maybe not in tune with the program remember, Adrian College cornhole was on the SBS. I mean, that's going back to last season. What was that like in terms of exposure for a young program?
It was huge. Obviously, going into something like that, we're pretty hopeful that that would be the outcome. You know, I didn't just on the team. I was just happy to get through that side for the kids to see something like that. But to go away with not one, but two teams, so the whole students, so we're playing on the SBS, and
we're gonna pass the microphone over. And Morgan, you were a member of one of those teams that made it to the final eight. And I remember the Bulldog teams were matched up against each other, which had to be cool, but also it would have been nice to play in the final four. But could you talk about getting to that moment as you would have been a sophomore?
Yeah, it was really exhilarating. It sucked that we got teamed up with or paired with our other seniors, but it was just so much fun being able to play with that other team. It just felt like practice, and Griffin kicked my butt, so that's the normal thing. So it was cool.
What brought you to Adrian College back in the day?
So I am a musical theater major, so I'm a singer and an actor, so I always... That was my one thing I was looking for. I didn't look to play any sports. I just wanted to sing. So that is what originally brought me to Adrian.
So it was a strong performing arts program?
Yeah.
And then you just sort of fell into cornhole? Were you recruited on campus, or you just wanted to do something outside of?
Yeah, so I'm engaged, and my fiance taught me how to play cornhole the year before cornhole became a thing at Adrian College. So it was kind of cool that it became a thing. So I'm like, I'm going to do this, and I'm hopefully going to become a better cornhole player by joining this team, and it happened. So.
Have you surpassed him?
Yes.
Okay. Could you talk about how a season goes typically for cornhole? Do you just go to big tournaments? Do you play against schools nearby? How does that? What kind of schools do you play against?
Right now, we don't play against any schools. We go to ACL regionals over by Detroit most of the time. So we're playing against like ACL pros and really, really good people around our region.
All right. Give it back to your coach here. Could you talk about recruiting and kind of building a cornhole program? Do you recruit cornhole players? Do you just go to people's backyards and say, hey, that guy's pretty good? Or how does that go, Max?
Yeah, graduation parties is what I get a lot. It's not that simple. So, Adrian College is the only college in the entire world that does cornhole at the varsity level. What I mean by that is there may be some clubs at other colleges out there around the nation, but we are the only school that fully backs our team, fully funds our program. They have a coach, which is me. It's not student-run. It's fully organized by the school. So we don't really have the luxury of going down the road and playing another school. I think that will be the future for the years to come. But right now, we kind of got to operate in our means. What Morgan just was saying, we go to regionals around our area, which is about.
So when you do play other schools, So,
I guess I need more explanation. Yeah, okay. So, obviously, when you're watching on TV, if you watch that ESPN broadcast, you probably saw teams like South Carolina, Oklahoma State. Okay, those kids happen to go to South Carolina. They happen to go to Oklahoma State. But they just did it for the whole time. That school is not recognizing those kids. They might have a small club organization, but Adrian, we actually send our kids down there. I go down with their school vehicle, school funded our trip, everything like that. Those kids, there's kids from Colorado that just drove there and said, oh my gosh, you guys have a school. You should look back in this. It's awesome. Those kids drove all the way from Colorado. And so if you ever see another school on TV, it's either maybe at the club level, but usually it's just those kids with a shoot 50.
Can that help you with recruiting and say, hey, you know, you can play a collegiate sport and you don't have to foot the bill yourself?
It's huge because, you know, a lot of, especially younger football players that are coming up around the area and around the country, the biggest thing is budget, you know, and find the time to travel. Our kids on the team, they don't have to worry about any buy-ins. They don't have to worry about where they're going to go play a tournament. They just can focus on playing cornhole and off the bag, which a lot of people around the country really don't have that luxury if you are interested.
A couple of questions now for Morgan in terms of how the sport is played. If you walk somebody to it who has just maybe played in their backyard a couple of times, what's the difference between that and what you guys do?
Yeah, so for me, it all starts with a stance. So you need to take a step where you can stand still, and you have a certain type of bag you want to use. Most of our bags are probably $125 to $160 for a set of four. And you grip your bag however you want it, and you want to release like a pendulum. You want your arm to swing with a pendulum, and you want to release with a flat hand. So that makes your bag flat and thin, and that makes it land on the board flat, so it goes up into the hole nice and straight.
You grip it any way you want, but as long as your release is
flat. Yeah.
Flat, you should be fine. It's kind of like like a baseball swing. People look all sort of different and a golf swing, but as long as you come through the zone, so to speak, and do your thing, you'll be fine.
Right, and there are different sides of the bag. So there is a sticky side of the bag and a slippery side of the bag. So say a opponent puts the bag in front of the hole, you turn it over to the slippery side, and you can push right through that bag. Or if you want to throw a black bag, is what we call it, you flip it over to the sticky side, throw it a little bit higher, and land it right in front of the hole, and it's a black bag, so the other team has to either push yours in or block your bag.
How far away are the boards?
They are 27 feet.
Okay. Anna, we're just going very basic here. Four bags per time down, back and forth?
Yep.
Okay, and then the scoring cancels each other out?
Yep.
First one to 21?
Yep. Okay. If you go over 21, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's no backyard needs.
Looking at my notes here, you already have a team that's earned a bid to the ACL. That's the Cornhole League, American Cornhole League College National Championship Tournament. Coach, could you talk about that team that's already qualified and what they had to do to get there?
Yeah, that's huge. So every year, the ACL, the American Cornhole League, holds the National College Cornhole Championship. And we just talked about, you know, other schools. There are technically other schools, but there aren't. So to get into that tournament, you can do one of two things, really. One, you can just buy your way. Well, you know, I'm kind of doing stuff trying to be a budget, and I want to have experience. So the other way is to go to an ACL Open, which is one of the biggest tournaments. I know they hold six prior to it, or five maybe. I think there's around 10 throughout the year. You can play in the college division Open. The closest one to us this year that fit our schedule was out in Des Moines. Last year was in Moline, border of Iowa and Illinois. This one we just got back from Des Moines actually this past weekend. And there were a few other colleges there, and winning first place gets a bid, a free bid for the national championship to compete again live on TV for the $25,000.
So there are there more opportunities to get other teams to qualify?
Potentially. There was one out in Rhode Island. That's the toughest thing. Us being so new, you know, the ATL's not going to just cater to us right away. We are the lone wolf kind of out there in the world of college cornhole. So I can ask as nicely as possible each year to put a lot of opens around us to give us some opportunities. But unfortunately, that's not the case so far. But I have no doubt that's going to change, because I know eventually that the ACL College National Championship will be closed to varsity schools like ours. And I'm going to guess it's going to happen in the next 2 to 4 years.
What's the general makeup of the team in terms of class, like freshman, sophomore? Would you say you're a younger team or a more experienced team?
This year, we've got 13 on the roster. There's 5 girls, 8 guys. I believe there's 4 or 5 seniors. Oregon, you're a junior. And I think there's 2 or 3 juniors, and then the rest are freshmen. So this year, it's a young team. They got a lot of freshmen, which is a good thing. It was really great to go out to Iowa and see a tournament of that size, because a lot of them have never even played through the ACL. They just come in, play at graduation parties in the backyard. So it's really good to get a good tournament like that.
Talking with Max Benedict, the head coach of the Ader College Cornhole team, also Morgan Blonde with the club. She's a junior. We'll send it back to you just for one more question, which might turn into multiple, but we'll see where it goes. Do you have a quote-unquote partner that you stick with throughout the whole season, or do you guys mix it up?
So this year we've just been experimenting with a few new partners, but I think my next partner to stick is Abby. She's one of the other girls on our team, and we like the same bags, and we're pretty dominant with each other. So, yep.
A lot of strategy in that contest I watched on TV. There's, you know, you're calling timeouts, you're looking at the bag position and where you want to throw. There's a lot of strategy in the game.
Yes, there is a lot. There's a lot of different ways you can throw the bag. You can throw, one thing I'm learning to do is throwing a roll bag. So that means you throw the bag a different way and it rolls over other people's bags and goes in the hole. Or you can throw an airmail, you can throw a block bag, a slide, a push. There's a lot of different types of strategies and ways to throw the bag, or ways to play offense and defense in cornhole.
Well, certainly learned a lot. Next event I have here, the regional tournament hosted by Great Shots. That's up in Clinton, right? Clinton Township,
yeah.
Here in Michigan. So probably a doable drive if people want to go up and watch some Adrian College cornhole. I've been talking with Morgan Blonde, a junior on the squad, and Max Benedict, the head coach. Thank you both, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And once again, talking some Adrian College cornhole here on the ACL Access Show. On the other side, we will talk some synchronized skating. We have a skater and their coach coming up next. We'll take this break. We are here at Frickers in Adrian for the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Here for the Bulldogs, and join in the fun during this week's events.
Division I men's hockey hosts University of Toledo at Arrington Ice Arena at 7:30 on Thursday. Women's hockey on Friday, D1 versus Liberty University at 3, and NCAA hockey versus Marion University at 7.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Thank you. Welcome back to the ACL Access Show. We're at 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Pat Hayes back in the studio. My name is Ian Lentz here at Chris's in Adrian. Just got done talking some cornhole. Now it's time to talk some synchronized skating. I have with me, according to my sheet, Amanda Kennedy, the coach, and Hannah Graves Enriquez. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you
are. A sophomore at Adrian College. We will go with Hannah Grace since you picked up the microphone first. What brought you to Adrian College?
So I've been skating since I was 7 years old. I'm currently 19. This is my 12th season as a synchronized ice skater. One of the best about synchronized ice skating at Adrian is that it makes it so affordable to skate. Because it's a college sport and because you can do it at the same time as going in college, it provides the amazing opportunity to both do the sport you love at a cheaper price and to get the living college experience is something that you have a hard time finding anywhere else. So when I was doing my college searches, that was something I really put into account. Could I skate, do something I've been doing for 12 plus years, and also get the college education that I wanted? And I was, so.
And it just happens that you're with a very successful program.
Yeah.
At Adrian College. What did you do? I know you kind of ran through that quickly. What did you do immediately before coming to school here as soon as this came?
So we had the tryouts in March, so that was right around the same time that college commitments were and that kind of thing. Once I figured out what team I was on, I had jumped the level, so I knew I had to put in a lot of hard work going into the next season. As soon as I figured out what team I was on and committed to the college, I pretty much got on the ice for 8 hours a day, was in the gym more than that. It was a lot of hard work coming into a team that has such a good background and that has such the amazing skaters that it did. It was kind of daunting to come into it, so I definitely did put in significantly more work than I had before.
Do you know what you're studying or going to study?
Yeah.
At AC?
I'm currently a criminal justice major with a theater science minor. I'm looking for, after college, to go into digital forensics and cybersecurity. So that is my main focus during college.
Some people kind of float through school like, I don't know. Whatever happens will happen to me. So that's great that you know your path, what you're going to go down. Coach, we'll hand it off to you for a couple minutes here. This is your first year as head coach with the squad. What's it been like so far?
It's been very rewarding. I grew up doing synchronized skating most of my life, and it's just that feeling of giving back once you've done skating yourself and like trying to portray everything that you've learned throughout the years to the skaters, and so that's been very fun.
There are three different teams at Adrian with synchronized skating. Do you coach all three, or what's that makeup like?
Yeah, I'm the head coach of senior and collegiate, and then I help out with open collegiate.
What's the difference between those three?
Yeah, senior senior level is like has the highest testing skills for U.S. figure skating, and then it would be collegiate, and then open is like the skaters who enjoy skating but also don't have as much time commitment. So that's kind of the difference.
Skating history or maybe coaching history and how you got to this position?
Yeah. So I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and then I graduated and went to Boston, Massachusetts and skated with the Hayden Nets. They're the most successful team in the United States and part of Team USA. So I skated with them for about 5 or 6 years. And then after that, I skated with Disney on ice and performed and traveled around the world. And then I started really diving into coaching and trying to, strengthen my coaching skills and did that with some camps and synchronized skating camps with different teams and different states and also went to Australia to coach their teams and now I'm here.
And now you're here.
Yeah. Now I'm
here. It worked out that you're here. Did you get, in your first year, contact with Mr. Rainey to kind of get things rolling, or how did you go from Australia? And I'm an Adrian.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure on that connection yet.
Yeah, no, I just I was more like doing camps, so it wasn't like a full-time job or being a head coach of anything, so this was a huge opportunity for me to grow my coaching skills, being able to be a head coach and director of a skiing program. So that's what the draw was for me.
Yeah. Okay. Looking at my notes, it says you guys started your season in Detroit earlier this month.
Yeah.
The ISP monitoring session, what is that about?
So that is our first time getting in front of the judge's eyes and the technical specialist. So we show them our short and our long program, and they kind of give us feedback of where we need to improve and how, which elements need to be worked on a little bit more, and in hopes to that we improve for the first competition.
Is it like when you watch a figure skating movie where they hold up like 9.4, 9.8, is it like that? Or is it not as cool?
It isn't anymore, yeah. We used to have the 6.0 system, but it got very, very technical. It's a lot more complicated now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got good feedback from that event, I think?
We did, yes. And we've made lots of changes and are ready. We have our first competition in 2 weeks, so we're excited.
All right. Hannah Grace, I haven't been able to go to any, quote, official sessions of you ladies, but I've had the pleasure of watching, you know, in between intermissions of different games at the Arrington. What's it like to perform those types of things where, you know, they're not quite under the microscope, just the personal microscope, to perform in front of some students and fans?
I think that the biggest difference between you perform at a hockey game and the perform at a competition is the ability to kind of let go. So when you're performing at a hockey game, because you aren't under that quote-unquote microscope, you're able to give it more, quote-unquote. As Coach Amanda said earlier, Synchro has become very technical very quickly. A lot of the elements you have to make a shape as straight as possible, or you have to make a perfect circle on the ice. And while that's important during competition, and that's something that we have to keep our minds on, during a hockey game, we can focus on how we'll be looking, how do our faces look, are we portraying the program better, are we really, like, giving our enthusiasm, are we really energetic? That's something that I think we're able to practice a lot more at hockey games, especially because they don't really know what we're doing on the ice, as long as
exactly.
We look good.
How do practices go for you guys? Is it a lot of individual work, or do you do individual then as a team? How does that go normally?
So every day there are individual practices for us. You can go there and work on your personal skills. We also have a figure skating team here at Adrian College, and that really has been pretty competitive. So that is where, like you said earlier, the freestyle, the figure skating, where they do the jumps and they do the spins and they're on the ice by themselves. The team that I'm on, we have practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. So we would go there with the team and work on our team skills, such as like a circle or an intersection, and we work on our programs and really break those down as a team. If we want to, we can go to any of the freestyle sessions that we have every day to work on our personal skating skills, like where are our arms, where are our bodies when we skate, what does our face look like, that kind of thing. But as a team, we more focus on, we go there and focus on our programs and how that works together.
Coach, with there are many, many banners at the Arrington, and synchronized skating is part of that tradition of many at Adrian College. With that being said, do you have any goals lined up for this year? Let's do talk to the ladies. And do you have any fellows on the team?
To answer your first question, our goals this season, our first one is to get to USA and be able to represent the United States, but that is determined in the next two competitions that we have. And then from there, at Nationals, we really want to make the podium. And then as far as your second question, we have one male skater on the open slate this season.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. What does it mean, I guess, to be Team USA? People see that at the Arrington, maybe they don't know what that means.
So it's just the more competitive side of it, and the only senior team is the team like fighting for that. And it means that we get an international assignment to go somewhere away internationally and to compete against other countries that are on our level.
And Adrian's had that honor many times. Sort of the standard for the program at this point. Hannah Grace, was that a big part of, you know, coming here? It's like, oh, this is a very successful program, and I have these opportunities.
Yeah, so
like I said earlier, I've engaged since I was 7, and I remember seeing the Hayden Nets team that Coach Anna was actually on, and watching them at the International. And I knew the moment I saw that that I wanted to go to Hayden USA. I got the opportunity my last 2 years of high school to see the Team USA at the junior level, which was the second highest level you can be on. And I knew that my journey wasn't quite finished yet with that USA ranking. I knew that coming into college, I wanted to still have that opportunity to step on the ice and hear the audience chanting USA. That is the type of feeling that I don't think you can really get anywhere else. While representing your college is really important and really impactful, it's something different to know that you're getting on the ice and representing something significantly bigger than yourself. And that is something that I really wanted to do.
Well, with that in mind, next event, California Classic in Irvine, California. Coast is coming up, it says November 10th through 12th.
Yeah.
Get geared up and ready for that.
We are, yes. We're working very hard.
What kind of, I mean, is it like my sister did dance, does dance forever. Is it like a dance routine where you throw a couple songs together and get around like that, or what's the performance, so to speak?
Yeah, so there are specific elements we have to perform, and then this competition, we have to hit a specific score in order to earn Team USA. So that's kind of like the drill. We're going for more of the technical right now. Of course, we want to perform and have, because that's also part of your scoring system, but we have to hit certain elements with a certain score in order to earn that Team USA. So we're very focused on that.
Okay. When I talk with runners, they talk about peaking at the right time. It's the same with synchronized skating. Like, yeah, you want to be great all the time, but you don't want to peak in October.
Yeah,
you want to peak in November and later down the road.
And I think that with Adrian Collar, I have a really good setup for that, because there are many other teams who practice throughout the summer and the spring, and Adrian Collar doesn't all start until they start school. So it's a very steady pace throughout the season.
What do practices look like? I feel like when I'm at the Arrington at weird times, that's when your girls are skating. Do you get the early time slots?
We sure, we get the very early and the very late.
Yeah.
So, for instance, me coaching, I'm on the ice Friday mornings at 6 a.m. and then with one team and then with another team at midnight. So
yeah,
I'm not on the ice all day,
coach.
But yes.
Wow. All right. So November 10th, 11th, and 12th will be the next time the Bulldogs will perform. When do they select the Team USA? When will you know?
I think the judges will, talk about it. I know that if we hit the score, that's the most probability that we'll receive it, but they still have to, I know last year when we hit Team USA, we found out.
Yeah.
We did it at Boston, which is next weekend. We found out before we left for Thanksgiving. So once we hit this score, that score is almost, I'm not going to say it is certainty that we get to the USA, but it is pretty close. You will find out within, I want to say, the next 5 days, whether or not you got to USA.
Okay, so we can know before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Looking forward to that once again for the Bulldogs to represent the country.
Yeah.
So it's great. I've been talking synchronized skating with sophomore skater Hannah Graves Enriquez. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the head coach, Amanda Kennedy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck in November and in the months ahead. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk some men's basketball. I have senior Nick Pfeiffer. He's waiting in the wings. He is ready to go, just like you all are. We are at Frickers and Adrian. It's the ACL Access Show. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Division I men's hockey hosts University of Toledo at Arrington Ice Arena at 7:30 on Thursday, women's hockey on Friday, D1 versus Liberty University at 3, and NCAA hockey versus Marion University at 7.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show here on 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com. My name is Ian West here, Clifford and Adrian, right there on South Main. Had the pleasure of talking with the Cornhole Squad, the Synchronized Skating Squad. Now it's time to talk to men's basketball. I have senior forward from Tiffin, Ohio, Nick Seifert. Nick, I can't believe you're a junior.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm flying, man.
I've been doing PA for some of your games for a while and, you know, starting to feel a little up there in age. But
yeah.
Thanks for coming on and being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You guys already have some games under your belt, right? You went up to Canada for that trip. How'd that go?
It was really good. And, I think we went into it not knowing what to expect. And I think the whole goal of the trip was trying to find ourselves and find what we're good at and what we need to work on. And I definitely think that we went up there and figured some stuff out.
Yeah, a couple of competitive matches up there, probably served as a very good team bonding type deal to get the group together and playing against somebody that's not yourself in the blue team at Adrian College, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Nick, now that you're a junior in this group, last year a young squad, this year you're one of the upperclassmen. Have you sort of taken on a type of leadership role?
Yeah, for sure. Me and Mike right now, we got voted captains at the end of this year. And I think, come with that title comes a lot of responsibility. You know, say stuff after practice and say stuff during practice, you know. And I'm really trying to focus on bringing some freshmen along, too, making them feel or getting them more up to speed as fast as they can.
Whenever I talk to captains, I have to ask a question down this line. It's really your job to take the message from Coach Kaiser to you and then sort of maybe be the buffer to some of the freshmen where they're like, what does Coach mean? And you're like, oh, I know exactly what he means. Is there that kind of teaching moment for you being one of the captains?
Yeah, I think he described it pretty well, really. You know, sometimes some younger guys might not completely understand what's going on or what the drill is. And sometimes you have to explain it in different terms for them to bring them along, I guess.
What's it been like playing for Coach Tim? He's been here a number of years now, and your entire time at the college, right? He's been your head coach.
Yeah, I love him. He actually coached me a little bit in high school when he was at Heidelberg and I was in Tiffin. He coached me a little bit, and so I've known him for years and years now. I wouldn't want to play for anybody else.
So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
When he came over to Adrian College.
Yeah.
Was he obviously a big reason why you came to the school, or why else did you come to Adrian College?
For sure. My high school coach was pretty good friends with Coach Kaiser when he was at Heidelberg, and he kind of hooked me up with Coach Kaiser, and once I came up here, I knew I loved it, and I loved talking with Coach Kaiser and Coach Pete, and that kind of led to my decision to come here.
You played in 26 games last year, started 26, over 30 minutes a game, over 11 points per contest. We've seen those numbers increase, you know, incrementally over the years. I assume you're looking to make just another jump and get some serious minutes and pull the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think as you grow older, I think you want to take a jump every single year, and that's just another step I think I need to take, just putting more or contributing to winning as much as I can this year to try to make it more than I did last year.
So with you and Josh being voted captain, you're a junior. I'm trying to remember, is Josh also a junior, or is he going to be a senior?
Josh and then Mike is too. Josh is a junior, and then Mike is he'll be a senior. He's a senior this year, yeah.
So still a relatively, quote, young squad.
Yeah, this is the oldest team I think we've had since I've been here, though. We're a lot of juniors, and then we're mixing up some, a lot of juniors, and then two seniors, and then a couple freshmen mixing in too. So this is the oldest that we've been since I've been here.
Probably the oldest that your coach has had.
Yeah.
In his time at Adrian College. Finished 7-19 overall last year, 4-10 in the MIAA.
you did get to the postseason tournament as a sixth seed. You lost to Hope. That has to be one of the next steps for the program, right? Is to,
yeah.
Number one, make the tournament, and number two, find a way to get a win, because you know and I know and we watch, it's a very competitive league.
Yeah, it's a league where I think anybody can beat anybody on any given night. You know, we lost a lot of really close games to, you know, the top three teams in the conference. Like, so I think we can, this year that we're getting a little bit older and they might be getting a little younger or whatever, and I think we can take another jump and hopefully contend with those guys and make a push in the playoffs this year.
The games that I watched, the games that I did some public address for at the Maryland, there seems to be a different edge about you guys when you play at home. I'm not saying they don't play well on the road, but you guys seem to dig a little deeper at home. Could you talk about your home court advantage?
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the other schools in our conference, they have these huge, big, nice gyms, and, you know, we got our little gym, and we love it there. You know, it gets loud, and we get a good turnout from the students, and, you know, we love playing there because it's our gym, so we practice every single day, and it's really ours, so we take pride in that, I'd say.
I think you make a good point, and you also look at the Calvins and the facility they have, and I'm sure Hope's is nice. I haven't seen theirs, but yeah, I think probably teams come in and it hits them mentally, like, oh, this is your gym.
Yeah.
They can say, yeah, this is our gym. Get ready.
Yeah.
You're going to be in for a dogfight. Season opener officially next week, right, November 4th, you go up to Concordia, Ann Arbor. Your home opener, November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like you're just ready to go? I mean, you're sick of running drills. And you want to go up against someone other than...
Yeah, we're chomping at the bit to get going. We're very excited to see another color jersey and, you know, be able to go against them.
This offseason for you, what was training like, and are there any sort of limitations for you being, you know, in the NCAA? I know they can be sticklers about certain things, but what's your off-season training look like?
I go to work every single day. Then, you know, before I left last summer, I talked to Coach Pete about it, and he basically told me that you got to incorporate your workouts as part of your work day. So you're not done with work until you're done with your workout too. So, you know, I'd go to work for however many hours a day, and then I'd go back to my old high school, then I'd work out there for another hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'd get home and rest. So just making that a part of your work day kind of is what my thing was.
Sure. Okay. Your home base being Tiffin, Ohio, that's doable. That's you know, it's an okay drive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Less than 2 hours.
Yeah, about an hour.
It's got to be nice for, you know, friends and family if they want to come up and watch you guys play, or maybe we go down to Ohio. Was that a part of your college decision as well? It was like, hey, this is accessible?
I was looking at Heidelberg too, which is in Tiffin, but I think I wanted to get away, but not too far away, I would say. And this was like, you know, the best of the best, like, best of the best options for me, like, all the way around across the board. And so, yeah, I definitely played a factor.
Yeah. I get that. I'm 2 hours away from my home base, where it's, you know, far enough away, but close enough.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Have you and or Coach Kizer talked about stated goals for the year? Like, outwardly with the team, like, hey, here's what we want to do, here's where I think we can be, or is it kind of keep it close to the vest?
I wouldn't say we put a specific goal on it. Like, we wouldn't really put a cap on, you know, where we want to be by the end of the year. But, you know, Coach Kizer told us from the get-go that this year we'll have the talent and the experience to contend with anybody in our league, maybe go on and win the league. And in order to win the league, you're going to have to be a top 25 caliber team in the country. And I think, you know, holding ourselves to that standard every single day is kind of paying off.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for what I was able to see, the foundation is built, right? Now it's come out and execute.
Yeah.
You know, you have the youth has turned into experience.
Yeah.
And then the youth maybe doesn't have to play 25 minutes a night, but maybe they give you a great 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, feel excited about this year in that respect.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, November 4th at Concordia. Bulldogs are at home versus Oberlin, November 8th, and that's a 7 o'clock start at the Maryland. But, hey, it's a drivable game to go watch them at Concordia, November 4th. I've been talking with junior forward Nick Seifert from Tiffin, Ohio. for the men's basketball program. Nick, thanks for your time. Yeah. Best of luck.
Thank you, Harris. Thank you, Harris.
Once again, talking to men's basketball with Nick Spencer, the junior here at Adrian College. He's the starting forward. Come out and watch the Bulldogs on the 8th of November, taking on Overland College. The 7 o'clock start, November 8th. We are here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. They are still hiring. Apply with him. If you're looking for some extra cash or maybe a career change, stop on out to Frickers in Adrian. They have weekday specials. They also have lunch specials during the weekday from 11 until 2. I enjoyed the PLC. Kyle Ty was bacon. My heart sank. Get a drink and a side. Can't really beat it. They have their personal pitchers, $6.50 throughout football season. And you can also try out their new Parkmore chicken sandwich. If you're used to coming out on Sundays, they've made that chicken into a sandwich, just a normal plate, turned it into a sandwich. Give it a try here at Frickers in Adrian. Great atmosphere, TVs galore. So come on out and enjoy maybe some Thursday night football tonight. Or if you're out on Monday, check out the Lions. You know, I was here on Sunday to watch part of that debacle in Baltimore. The place was pretty full of sad Lions fans. It was good to see. Looks like the Leos are back. And so will bar atmosphere for a Lions game day. We're going to send it to break. On the other side, we will talk some women's soccer. Should they sophomore stand out? Tell you who it is right after these messages. You're listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Division I men's hockey hosts University of Toledo at Arrington Ice Arena at 7:30 on Thursday, women's hockey on Friday, D1 versus Liberty University at 3, and NCAA hockey versus Marion University at 7.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
You wake up to start your day and you're craving donuts. It's been a long day and you're tired and craving pizza. The greatest thing about this, there's one place for both of those cravings. It's Morning Fresh Bakery and Biggie's Pizza on South Main and Adrian, where you can get early morning donuts and late night pizza, or stop by the North Main location for a donut and coffee while you fill up your vehicle with gas. For daily specials, find them on Facebook at Morning Fresh Bakery. Biggie's Pizza and Morning Fresh, killing cravings for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show here on the radio, 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. Thanks for being with us. Frickers and Adrian, stop by. They are hiring. Inquire within. I'm playing one of my favorite songs right now, Africa. I told her from the background.
Really?
Yeah. One of my favorite songs.
Really?
I don't like that Journey song. But I really like this song.
I don't know.
I'm a mystery rap in a riddle. That's what they like to say. All right, we're going to talk some sports here with the women's soccer program. They finished up their regular season as they are the 4 seed in the MIAA tournament. It's coming up on Saturday. The women's team hosting Albion Saturday night, 7:30, start at Doherty Family Stadium. If you guys listened on the Cave Tuesday night, you heard two things. One, me sneezing and coughing. Number two, you heard a lot of Bulldog goals. You heard a couple from Anne-Marie Fossman. She's a sophomore forward. She joins me now. Thanks for being on the air today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. We got to start with your successes this season. So first, your coach. Could you talk about building that relationship with Mr. Stoneletter as he sort of came on like, a month before your season, and he's really trying to learn about you guys and you learn about him. It seems like you two have clicked in terms of the coach and the team.
Yeah, definitely. So it definitely takes a little bit to get to know a new coach. It's hard for a new coach coming in to learn the team and for the team to learn him. So I think he did really well with us, getting to know us right away and picking up right where we left off last year, and I think it's been really good with him so far.
Being that you're a sophomore, second year with the team, turn back the clock a little bit. What brought you to Adrian College in the first place?
Yeah, so I really liked the smaller school. I liked the atmosphere of the school a lot. I met a couple girls on the team before, and I really liked them. And I liked our coach a lot last year as well, so that kind of brought me here too. And I liked that we had a little bit of a smaller team, so it was like that kind of also brought me here a little bit. So, yeah, definitely a big reason was a smaller school that was helping me a lot. So.
Did you come from a larger school or a smaller school?
It was kind of in the middle. It was a little bit on the larger side. It's probably bigger than Adrian, so it was a little bit bigger.
Well, you started all 16 games this year. You lead the conference in goals with 13. You are tied for third in Division III with 6-game winners. It's pretty impressive. Congratulations on that. But I'm sure all the praise doesn't go to you. It goes to your teammates. They're able to set you up. Could you talk about some of the girls that you play with on that the forward slash midfield side?
Yeah, so first, Kelsey Zoli. I think she's assisted like a good amount of my goals. So we just like connect with each other really well. We have Caitlin Dink up top. She's super aggressive, always getting down the line, getting shots off for us. So I think we all work really well together. We also have Riley McGravy up there, and she helps as well. She's super fast out. She plays in the center, sometimes out wide, so she's helped us a lot to keep the ball and get forward and set up good opportunities. So, yeah, I definitely couldn't do it without my team. They helped me a lot, and it's like they've been really good with helping set up opportunities for us this year.
Yeah, and those 5 goals I saw against Alma, now if you were involved on the 2 that you scored, you didn't play most of the rest of the game, but those girls you mentioned, Dage and Zoli, McGravy, all over the place. The setup you guys try to run, now I'm learning the sport as I go. You are really just a true forward, the striker. And everyone else can really fall back, right? And you sort of hang out by the midfield line when you're all playing defense.
Yeah.
So would you call that more of a conservative look and then they try to feed you? Or how would you describe the way you guys try to play?
Yeah, so sometimes up top we try to get me through because I can use my speed to get through on behind the back line, which is kind of what happened in that Alma game. So that we kind of use that. And then also at that center spot, we try to keep the ball and play off of that player and get it wide and try to get forward off of that center forward spot. So sometimes I'll be playing in the center. Sometimes I play wide, and usually I'm getting up and down that sideline on the outside winger. So I'll get up and down the field a lot, try to get balls through, try to connect, set up my teammates in the box. So that's mostly what the job of that player does.
So the team on the year, winning record, 8-5-3, but most importantly, 4-3-1 in the MIAA. Season's not over yet, but the regular season, looking back, would you say it's been a success for your team?
Yeah, definitely. I think we ended where we wanted to. We were hoping to get a little higher, maybe closer to third place or even second. I think it was possible we could have. There was a couple games that we could have played a little better than we did, and I think overall, though, it was a really good season for us. So we still ended in a really good spot. We had, like, earned ourselves a home game. So that was mostly the big goal, was to get a home game. for the first team.
Yeah, and speaking of that home game, it'll be this Saturday night, 7:30, against Albion. You've played these gals before. You tied them at zero. That's been a theme with Albion, as I believe they have six ties on the season. Clearly, they can play some defense. What challenges did they present earlier this year, and what are you looking forward to in that matchup?
I think for them, they like to play the ball forward and just run. So that's been hard for us with our defense, like just switching back and forth. So they'll play the ball, and they have some speedy girls up top. So we need to make sure we can, like, contain them. And I think when we played them, we could have put up a couple more shots or even a couple goals. So I'm excited to get another chance at them and see what we can do with that.
What's it like to play at a stadium like Soccer Stadium with a nice new turf? And for soccer players, I'm sure they feel differently than a lacrosse player or than a football player playing on turf. What's it like for soccer? Does it allow you to play faster? Does it affect the ball differently? What's it like as a player?
Yeah, so a couple teams in our conference have grass fields. So when we play on our turf field, it's a lot faster. The ball moves a lot faster. So it definitely affects your game a little bit. You got to make sure if you're playing through ball, it's not as hard, so it doesn't roll out of bounds. So on grass, it usually slows the game down. But playing on turf, I think, is nice because it does move the ball around faster. And I do love, like, our field, and it's really nice for us. So.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, especially if you have to go back and forth between grass and turf. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting because I think most schools are moving away from grass, moving to turf. So if you go on grass, you're like, what are we doing here? All right, so you're young, just a sophomore. Your team's got a pretty good sprinkle of seniority and some youth as well. How have you guys been able to work together? You know, I talked with Caitlin a few weeks ago on the show, and she's a grad student, and she had a whole long story about her soccer career collegiately. How have you being one of the underclassmen and her being the upperclassmen, how's that mesh this year?
Yeah, so I think we make it a big thing on our team where we, like, are close with everyone. Everybody knows each other. So even last year when I first came in, I felt like I knew the girls right away. I feel like we connected really well, and to help us also on the field, I think that helps a lot. And we do a lot of stuff, like, outside of soccer as well, hanging out with each other just so we can know each other, because knowing each other on the field is a really big thing, and that helps you a lot.
Talking with Anna Marie Fossman, a sophomore with the women's soccer team at Adrian College. Did I already ask you what you're studying in school and if you have any future plans already? I know it's early in your college career.
Yeah, so right now I'm studying business. I might end up switching to sports management, so I don't really know exactly what I want to do yet, but that's kind of my idea right now.
Okay. Well, you could always do both, right?
Yeah.
Do business and then master's in sports management?
Yeah.
Could that be a track? And I'm seeing some head nods. Okay. Well, any on that same line, you know, my time at Adrian was going to go on this track. Well, didn't really work out there at the start. I'm going to pivot completely and do these two different things and still get out in 4 years. So I think that's another benefit to a school like Adrian or a smaller school, that you can pivot if you want to.
Yeah.
You could be taking business and then say, wait, I actually want to be a science major. Well, you can still do that and get out in 4 years.
Yeah.
So no pressure to make a decision, just being a sophomore. Boy, postseason play. I mean, did you think this could be possible like 3 or 4 months ago? And you're like, right, here's our coach. We're just going to see how we do. We think we're okay. And here you are hosting a playoff game.
Yeah, so it was definitely nerve-wracking coming into the season with the new coach. I was really excited. I saw some, like, good hope for our team, and we definitely are excited about having this home game, and the season went as pretty well, so it was good overall.
Just being Albion also adds a little bit to it.
Oh, yeah.
Being nearby. All right, Anna Marie, thanks for your time. Best of luck this Saturday. We'll be there calling in, so best of luck, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And again, a sophomore forward, Anne-Marie Fosman with the Adrian College women's soccer team joining me here on Inside the Cave on a Thursday morning, or morning, afternoon. Afternoon. We're good. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after these messages. I'm Ian West. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College.
This isn't some fairy tale.
It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
What's happening at Lenawee Recreation and ZZ's Sports Bar and Grill? Come in Monday night and enjoy some football. Tuesday night is college night. And as always, ZZ's Sports Bar has great food and drink specials. Bring the family in for some open bowling, enjoy some great food and great times with family and friends. Plus, you can post your experience on social media so everyone can see the fun you have at Lenawee Recreation Bowling Center. Check them out on Facebook for the latest information. Lenawee Rec and ZZ Sports Bar and Grill.
You wake up to start your day and you're craving donuts. It's been a long day and you're tired and craving pizza. The greatest thing about this, there's one place for both of those cravings. It's Morning Fresh Bakery and Biggie's Pizza on South Main and Adrian, where you can get early morning donuts and late night pizza, or stop by the North Main location for a donut and coffee while you fill up your vehicle with gas. For daily specials, find them on Facebook at Morning Fresh Bakery. Biggie's Pizza and Morning Fresh, killing cravings for over 40 years.
Welcome back to AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Ian West, that's me. I'm here with you at Frickers and Adrian right there on South Main Street. Joined momentarily to put a bow on the show is the athletic director at Adrian College, Craig Raymond. All right, we are getting closer to the end of fall sports, beginning of winter sports. So we have a beautiful mashup of you can go watch a football game or a soccer game and then go to the Arrington and watch some hockey. It's a busy happening time on campus.
Yeah, this is what we classify as our overlap time between fall and winter. So we have a number of sports going on. As you stated, we're wrapping up the fall sports and transitioning into the winter sports. So a lot of them are getting – the winter sports are getting started in some of their scrimmages and exhibition games. The fall is getting ready for the playoffs and that. So it's a really exciting time. I think this weekend we might have – 10 to 12 events going on between Friday night and Sunday. I know we have, I think, 7 hockey games this weekend between Friday and Sunday. We have a football game. We have the playoff soccer game. We have a rugby game Friday night. We have another hockey game tonight. So plenty to do if you're bored and want to get out of the house and find something to do. The cost is
very affordable. Yeah.
Very affordable. You're not going to the Lions game or the Tigers game, so we can accommodate most people.
Yeah, busy times to be an athletic director. The game tonight here on the Cave, BCHA Men's Division One taking on the Bobcats of Ohio. Coach Gary Gonzalez and company. It's always a good one when Ohio visits the Arrington, isn't it?
Yeah, Coach Gonzalez told me that tonight or this morning that tonight's a rivalry game, but he tells me that every Thursday night. I think that they play at home. So with this kind of our running joke that every Thursday night is a rivalry game. But no, this should be a really good game and two really good teams and exciting hockey tonight for sure at the Arrington.
All right, a busy weekend at Adrian College. Coach, AD, Craig Rainey, thanks for being on for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
See, that's all, and now you're off the hook.
Yeah, that was almost painless.
Almost painless. Well, I like to hear it. That's a good review for a radio host. We're going to send it back to our scheduled programming in just a moment. This has been the ACL Access Show at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. For Frickers and Adrian, for Pat Hayes back in the studio, for all of our guests on the air today, and Ian Wentz saying goodbye from Frickers and Adrian. Here on the ACL Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.